6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then G number 2 was damaged, okay? And let's say this is the gas pedal, so nasisira, may control pa rin. Then G number 3, let's say, is the brake pedal. Pag nasira yung gas and brake pedal, doon ka mawawala ng control, di ba? So, pero anong chance na matamaan yung isa-isang cell na may sira sa G number 2? 1%. Pero if that was stimulated to proliferate, okay, and when a cell proliferates, dumodoble muna yung genes, kinokopya muna yung genes, lahat, pati yung sira, kinokopya, before, bago magdoble yung cell. Isang cell, bago mahati, maging dalawa, okay, kinopya muna. So, mangyayari, yung isang cell, punta doon sa isang cell, yung isang cell, punta doon sa kabilang cell, magiging two cells parehong may sira sa G number 2. Right? And yung katabing cell, kasi nag-grow na ganun eh. Yung katabing cell, natulak. Nakita niyo yung katabing cell, natulak. Tapos yung nandun sa gilid na natulak pa ulit, papalabas. Doon sa area na dinidescribe natin may 100. So sa area ng yon, okay, 100 cells pa rin. Kasi nagdagdag bawas ito eh. Parang eleksyon. So nagdagdag, nagbawas din. So 100 pa rin ang kasya doon sa loob. Pero dalawa na doon ang may sira sa G number 2. Kung tutuloy pa rin yan, magiging 4. And if that initiating chemical will hit again, what is the chance now of getting a cell na may sira sa G number 2, tapos may sira pa ulit another one? Dalawa na yung sira na. 4%. Kaya ang tawag natin doon sa any substance, whether from outside or our own substance, na nag-stimulate ng proliferation, we call that a promoter. It promotes, it enhances, it increases the chance of developing the cancer. In the first place, developing a tumor. Okay? So, tuloy pa rin. So, marami na. Okay? Tapos, dumating yung panahon na sira yung gene number 3 doon sa isang cell. Ano mangyayari dyan? Wala siya ng control. Kahit tanggalin mo na yung estrogen, independent of the estrogen, siya na mismo, tutubo na tutubo. Hanggang sa maging 1,000,000 na sila. Pag 1,000,000 na sila, sakalang may makakapa na bubol. Kung dalawa pa lang sila, isa pa lang, eh lalo, kanong walang makakapa. Ano size ng isang cell? Isang yung dulo ng pin. Ganong kalaki ang isang cell. So, 1,000,000 bago makapangbuhol. Meanwhile, marami pang ibang pwedeng mangyari doon. Okay? So, tingnan nyo ang mangyayari. Wala nang control, ha? Ayan, ha? O. Ano nangyayari? May control pa. So, yan. Wala nang control. Dumami siya ng dumami. Okay? So, pag nag-umpisa, pare-pareho pa lang sila, madali pa, simpleng-simple. Puro 2-3 ang sira. Yan pa lang ang karakteristik niya. Proliferate ng proliferate. Dami ng dami, anak ng anak. Okay? Nag-o-overpopulate na sila yung 2-3. Pare-pareho lang sila, monoclonal ang tawag natin dyan. And they are homogenous. Sana cancer ganun. Pero hindi. Kung simple lang na ganyan, pare-pareho lang sila. Siguro isang gamot lang, isang chemo drug lang, tapos ang buhay ng cancer. Cured na tayo. Pero itong kalaban natin. Okay? Hindi pa cancer yan. Pwede pang matamaan sa ibang lugar, di ba? And sari-saring kombinasyon ang mangyayari. Kung yung isang cell natamaan sa 4, meron kang 2, 3, 4 na sira. Yung isa naman natamaan sa 8, meron kang 2, 3, 8. Tapos, kung sa 6, 236, kung sa 5, 235. So, ang mangyayari, magkakaiba na sila. Eh, bawat isang gene may kanya-kanyang kinokontrol na ability. Anong abilidad kaya ang lalabas doon sa 234? Anong abilidad ng lalabas sa 238? Na iba sa 238. Okay? So, dito sa kwentong ito, yung 5, gene na kumokontrol ng mobility ng isang cell. Tinipigilan niya, pag maayos yung gene number 5, hindi siya gumagalaw. Pero pag nasira yung gene number 5, yung cell gagalaw na ngayon. Umpisa magsasayaw, susunod maglalakad, susunod pupunta na sa gitna dyan, dyan. Eh habang gumagalaw siya, sumisingit sa gitna, nanganganak. Okay? So yun, 2, 3, 5, okay? Dumoble. Habang sumisingit, dumodoble. Yung iba naman, wala control sa pagdami. Yung original tumor, di ba? Lumalaki pa rin sila. Yan. Naipit na yung 235 sa isang lugar, sa lymph node siguro, tapos natatamaan pa rin ng mga sumisirang chemical. And by the time ma-detect siya, 1 million na sila, iba-iba na yung cancer cells din. Okay? Nag-iba-iba muna yung tumor. Tapos yung isang tumor cell nung matamahan sa gene number 5, siya yung unang cancer cell. Tapos dumami, habang dumadami, nag-iiba-iba sila. So, by chance lang, pwedeng merong iba dyan, kaya nang umiwas sa chemo drug. Yung iba, pwedeng mapatay ng chemo drug. Sana lahat sila pwedeng mapatay ng chemo drug. Kasi kung kaya patay silang lahat, eh may cure na tayo. Pero wala. So anong ginagawa natin? Kombinasyon. Gumamit tayo ng isa, napapatay ng doon sa 2351, tapos another one, napapatay sa 2357. Ganun. So, combination. So anong mahusay na panggagamot sa cancer? Combination therapy. Operahan, tapos irradiate, tapos chemotherapy, tapos suportahan pa ng tamang nutrition. Eating right. Okay? So, yun ang role ko ngayon. Okay, itong kalaban natin, ang role ko doon sa eating right. Okay? So, anong lessons na natutunan natin doon sa kinuwento ko kanina? Lahat ng cancer ang pinanggalingan yung normal cell. Okay? Lahat ng nalalaman ng normal cell, alam din ng cancer cell. Kaya, alam ng cancer, kilalang kilala niya yung katawan kung saan siya tumutubo. At kung kailangan niya ng energy, alam niya kung sino sa katawan ang kakausapin niya. Okay? Alam niya kung sino kakausapin. Mamaya, kikwento ko yun kung sino kinakausap niya. Tapos tutur, kikwento ko rin anong pagkain naman ang pipigil sa kanya para hindi na niya makausap yun. Gusto niyo yun? Yan ang eating right, di ba? Pinapa-excite ko lang kayo ngayon para hanggang mamaya, nandiyan pa kayo. Okay. Number 2, chemicals and toxins damage normal cells. Okay? Nakita natin, mula sa umpisa, sinira yung normal cell, nagtuloy sa tumor development, tapos nag-worsen yung tumor, naging cancer. Yung cancer ba, pag habang tumutubo pa lang sila, wala pang 1 million, pwede pa rin matamaan? Pwede pa rin, di ba? Kasi hindi ka naman aware na meron eh. So, yung mga kinakain mo, hindi mo naman binabago, hindi mo alam na pumapasok pala sa katawan mo yung mga chemicals and toxins. iwas na iwas ka sa sigarilyo, sa mga usok-usok, iwas, pero yun sa kain, hindi iwas, lahat kinakain. So, may mga pagkain na loaded ng chemicals and toxins. Principle of eating right. Alamin natin kung anong chemical tuloy. Anong pagkain ang loaded ng chemicals? Anong pagkain ang hindi loaded ng chemicals? Dahil pag kinain natin yung loaded ng chemicals, eh, pakakainin natin yung cancer. Lalo siyang magkakaiba-iba. Ang tawag ko doon pag nagkaiba, di ba? Heterogeneous. Okay? Sa English, heterogeneous. Magkakaiba sila. Okay? Pero ginawa ko na heterogeneous. Matalino siya. Nandun ang katalinuhan ng cancer sa kanyang pag-iwas sa kamatayan. Pag-iwas sa kahit anong catastrophe na bibigay natin sa kanya. Kaya ang hirap-hirap yan kapatid. Okay? So doon sa mga survivor, mag-ingat pa rin. Kasi pwedeng makabalik yung mga yan. Okay? Hindi sila nauubos. Merong natitirang survivor. Okay? So kaya yung pagkain na eating right during treatment is still eating right then after treatment. Okay? Kasi ayaw mong lumala sila at makabalik. Diba? So the third naman is, ito yung napag-usapan natin ng mabuti. Cancer is a heterogeneous disease. Okay? As the cancer cell grows and multiplies, they become different from each other with different actions and abilities. Who knows what ability it has? Hindi natin masabi. Okay? Unti-unti lang na elucidate ng molecular oncology kung ano-anong mga abilities yun. Okay? Pero hindi tayo magmo-molecular oncology ngayon. Okay? So, eating right. Okay? It's the chemicals and toxins. What happens to them is that when they come to our body, when we get them, they are processed and detoxified by the liver. Maganda yun kung ma-detoxify. However, okay, oxygen-free radicals are generated in the process. And these free radicals are the ones that do the damage. They do an oxidative type of damage. Okay? And para dun sa mga may medical background dito, oxidative stress now, they found, is involved in all the aspects of the characteristics of cancer cells. Okay? So, anong gagawin natin dun sa free radicals that do oxidative damage? Kontrahin natin sila with antioxidants. Okay? So, kung free radicals ang magpapakain sa cancer para siya lalong magkaiba-iba at lumala pa, yun ang magpapalala. Para mapigilan ang paglala ng cancer, okay, kontrahin natin yung free radicals ng antioxidants. Okay? And what are the antioxidants? Yan yung mga vitamins, minerals, there are trace elements also. But a very large group, ito yung pinaka-importante. Multivitamins, multiminerals are good, but there's something better. Multivitamin, multimineral, and multi-phytonutrients. Okay? Those phytonutrients, katunog ng phyto. Phyto means plants. Plant nutrients yan. So, phyto, katunog naman siya. Anong katunog ng phyto? Ito. Diba katunog? Fight ito. Fight to. Okay? Fight ito ano? Cancer. Yung mga phytonutrients na yan, lumalaban sa cancer. So, eating right during treatment, kasi treatment, pumapatay ka na, merong nakakaligtas because of the heterogeneity. Diba? So, yung mga nakakaligtas na yun, ipitin din natin nung phytonutrients. Okay? Now, up to 85% of cancers actually, according to MD Anderson Cancer Center, maraming Pilipino nagpupunta din doon for treatment, can be prevented. Okay? Paano? Eat five to stay alive. Okay? Eat five to stay alive. Para maging survivor and still surviving and surviving. Diba? So, eat five what? At least 5 to 9 servings of a variety of fresh, raw fruits and vegetables daily. Okay? Daily yun. 5 to 9 servings. Imagine in your 9 servings, that would mean you have 3 meals in a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Don't skip the breakfast. Okay? Don't skip the breakfast. That's the most important meal. And even in breakfast, you should have 3 servings already. If you don't, pag hindi kayo kumain sa breakfast ng prutas at gulay, gano'ng haraming prutas at gulay kakainin nyo sa lunch and sa dinner? Madadagdagan. Eh kung hindi pa pa rin kumain sa lunch, then yung dinner mo, prutas at gulay na lang. Okay? So, yeah. Now, according to thousands of studies already, eating 5 servings of raw fruits and vegetables daily reduces cancer risk. Okay? Itong mga cancers na ito. The risk reduction can run up to 75% for colorectal cancer. Okay? And for breast cancer, up to 50%. Sa 100 na nagkaroon ng breast cancer, kung lahat lang kayo kumakain ng prutas at gulay, kalahati lang sana dapat ang nagkaroon ng breast cancer. Yun ang ibig sabihin niya. Okay? So, kung mangyari yan, you and I, we stay alive. Okay? Ako rin, alam mo, sa breast cancer, lola ko, auntie ko, my favorite aunt, she's the reason why I'm here doing this. This is for her. And my cousin. 3 generations. Hindi lang breast cancer. Meron pang liver cancer. Meron pang colon cancer. So, marami. Kaya, I'm prevent doing this also for myself. Okay? And for my family too. My wife. I don't want her to get this. Okay? So, what are in those fruits and vegetables? In fact, what are in plant foods? They are the phytonutrients. Okay? Phyto, cancer. Phytonutrients in fruits, vegetables, and other plant foods. Ano yung mga yan? Sa red grapes, resveratrol. Okay? Resveratrol. Yan yung phytonutrient. Sa tomatoes, alam na alam niyo yun. Lycopene. Broccoli and cauliflower, sulforaphane. Okay? Other plant foods, yung green tea, merong polyphenols. Okay? Garlic, may allyl sulfides. Soybean, may isoflavones. And flax, hindi naman sa atin yan, temperate plant. Yung flax, may omega-3. Pero ang common is fish. Pero higher ang omega-3 ng fish sa malalamig na lugar. Because omega-3 is an anti-freeze. Okay? Kaya kung kayo giniginaw, kulang kayo ng omega-3. Okay? Kasi pampalaban yan sa ginaw. Okay? Kaya yung mga isdang nasa malamig na lugar, marami silang omega-3 sa katawan nila. Okay? Now, paano lumalaban itong mga phytonutrients na ito? Okay? Tingnan nyo, lahat ng step, initiation, promotion, and even the progression of the cancer, mapipigilan. Okay? Prevention of initiation, yung polyphenols, at saka lycopene. Saan ulit ang polyphenols? Sa green tea. Lycopene? Tomato. Okay? Allyl sulfide, saan? Garlic. Okay? Tapos, sulforaphane.
Broccoli
and cauliflower, okay? They all prevent the initiation step, okay? Tapos, prevention of promotion. Paano naman? It's the omega-3, okay? Omega-3. Because omega-3 will balance the omega-6. And omega-6 is inflammatory and it stimulates proliferation of cells.
Okay, so it is a promoter, yung omega 6. So, isoflavone, saan yan?
Soya.
Soya, okay? They reduce the promotion of cancer. Kung wala pang breast cancer, magkakain ng soya. Okay? Kung may breast cancer na, alamin muna kung ER positive or ER negative. Kung ER positive, umiwas na sa soya. Bakit? Ang soya kasi, soya isoflavones, particularly genistein, also stimulates the proliferation. Okay? Kaya lang, less proliferative siya. Kaya kung wala pang breast cancer, okay, tapos nagkakain ka ng soya, less proliferative siya. Kukontrahin niya. Babawasan niya yung promotion na ginagawa ng estrogen. Okay? Kaya preventive siya. Pero pag may breast cancer na at ER positive, estrogen receptor positive, ibig sabihin yung breast cancer cells na yon eh may stimulate ng estrogen to proliferate. Okay? So, umiwas na sa estrogenic na soy isoflavones. Okay? In fact, meron, pinipigilan nga yan pag ER positive, may hormone na binibigay, hormonal therapy. Diba? So, prevention of progression. Okay? Progression naman is when the cancer develops other abilities. Hindi lang siya dumadami, hindi lang siya gumagalaw, kaya din niyang magpatubo ng blood vessels. Para pag tumutubo na yung blood vessel papunta sa kanya, makakalago sila ng mas malagong malago. Na kung minsan, kung breast cancer yan, mas malaki pa sa original breast. Okay? Na halos pumuputok na doon sa balat. Okay? Kung nagkaroon siya ng abilidad na gano'n. So, pigilan natin na magkaroon siya ng abilidad na gano'n. O kontrahin natin yung abilidad na yon. Anong gagamitin nating pagkain? Eating right. Resveratrol. Saan makukuha yun? Sa red grapes. Hindi lang sa grapes. Sa red grapes. The darker the red, the better. Because yung red, ang resveratrol is the red pigment of red grapes. Okay? So, ano ibig sabihin niya? Huwag balatan. Kainin yung balat. Yung iba, tinanggal nila yung balat, ay, akin yan. Tsaka seeds, maganda rin. Grape seed, antioxidants naman din ang nandun. Okay? Pero hindi resveratrol ang nandun. Okay? So, sa diet, merong medyo skip na lang natin. Technical yan. Okay. So, phytonutrients in the prevention and management of cancer, ito yung mga food groups na kakainin. Okay? Fruits, dahil example, may resveratrol, yung red grapes, and yung resveratrol, sinochoke. Yan ang fight ito, cancer. Kasi sinasakal niya yung cancer, hindi siya makatubo man ng malaki yung cancer cells. Or yung mass or tumor. Vegetables naman, lipoic acid is the phytonutrient, an example, okay, from spinach. Okay? And this is toxic to cancer cells in combination with high amounts of vitamin C. Okay? Mamaya pakita ko yung evidences sa vitamin C. Okay? That it can really indeed fight cancer also. Beans, tree nuts, and legumes, that's the third group. And yan yung isoflavones, soya, they reduce the promotion of cancer. Food, herbs, and spices, ito importante, eat right during treatment, during chemotherapy. Bakit? The curcumin from curcuma longa, cumin, curry, okay? They make the chemotherapy more effective in cancer cells, okay? They make the cancer cells really more susceptible to the chemo drugs. Para bang yung cancer ready nang lumaban doon sa chemo. Pero pinahina naman siya nung curcumin. So natamaan din siya ng chemo. Okay? Tapos teas, mga natural teas, jasmine, chamomile, and the best studied is the green tea, okay? With its polyphenols. Okay? And ito naman ang ginagawa ng polyphenol sa cancer. They make the cancer commit suicide. Okay? Gusto natin yan. Yun ang magpakamatay ng cancer. Okay? So, suicidal to cancer cells. Okay? So, eating right. How will you eat these foods? Okay? And what are the foods that you will eat? Okay? Whether may cancer or wala, actually, on treatment or hindi, this is a healthy diet. Okay? 3-3-3-3. Okay? 3-3-3-3. Bago itong nilelater ko kasi, ano ba ito? Third. Third na ito, di ba? O, kaya 3-3-3-3. Okay? Ang susunod, 4. Di ba? Kaya, 4 na 3. So, 3 portions of these 4 food groups. Okay? 3 portions of each of these food groups. And they are your fruits, vegetables, veggie na lang sinortat ko kasi hindi magkasya. Protein and carbo. Okay? Yun yung 4. 3-3-3-3 per day. Per day. Okay? 3-3-3-3 per day. Okay? And kung i-divide natin yan into 3 meals, it will be 1-1-1-1 per meal. Diba? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, 1-1-1-1 meal 3 times a day. Yun ang prescription ko para sa inyong lahat. Diet prescription para sa lahat. Kasama ako dyan. Okay? Kasama ako dyan. So, 1-1-1-1 meal 3 times a day. Okay? 5 hours apart. Okay? 5 hours apart. Para, kasi pag ginawa mong 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours apart, okay, papakainin mo yung cancer. Okay? Kung more than 5 hours naman, gugutumin mo yung sarili mo. And pag nagutom, sinasabi mo sa metabolism ng katawan mo, pag may pumasok na energy, itago mo yan as fat. So magiging fat lang yun. Okay? So, 5 hours apart. So, kung 12 noon yung lunch, anong hour, anong oras yung breakfast? Ha? 12 noon yung lunch. 7 yung breakfast. Tapos, anong oras yung dinner? 5. Okay? So, 5. Tapos, anong oras matutulog? 9 o'clock. Cancer patient o hindi, 9 o'clock is the best time to sleep. Okay? Now, each meal, yung 1-1-1-1, you finish that meal in not less than 20 minutes. Okay? Not less than 20 minutes. So, give yourself a whole 20 minutes to eat, okay? How do you give yourself a whole 20 minutes to eat? Na hindi ka maiinit kasi meron kang ginagawa. Chew your food well from 20 to 75 times. Okay? 75 times. From 20, ha? Hindi naman 75 times all the time. So, chew your food well. Pag yung, pag, ano, tatlong nguya, lunok. Yung iba nga, isang nguya lang. So, chew your food well. Okay? Now, what is one portion of each of those four? Okay? One portion of fruits. Okay? One portion of fruits is a fist size. Okay? Yung kinain lang. Yung kinakain lang. Hindi kasama yung balat. Kung pinya yan, hindi kasama balat. Kung guyabano, hindi rin kasama yung balat. So, yan. And variety, right? Then sa veggies, okay? So veggies, it's an open palm. Ayan. Okay? Open palm. Puno ng dahon yan at sibuyas, kamatis, green bell pepper, pepino. Okay? So, ganyan. And open palm, 80% garden salad ang kinakain in a day. And 80% ang proportion, 80% garden salad and 20% cooked vegetables. O, balikan ako. Yung ano, meron lang isang exception pala dun sa fruits. Ito loaded ng chemicals. Pampabulaklak, pampabunga, pamprotection dun sa bunga, pampahinog, pang lahat. Okay? So, kaya yun lang ang exception. Okay? And eat the fruits in season. Kung anong in season, eat more of them. Okay? Kasi yung in season, hindi pinwersang bumunga. Pinipwersa mong bumunga yung prutas na chemical. Diba? So, yan. Then, third is protein. So, ang protein naman, fist size. Okay? Yun lang kinain na naman without the bones. Kung animal yan, hindi kasama yung bone. Okay? So, tanggalin nyo muna yung bone, tapos pagsamasamahin nyo, tapos ganun at tabihan nyo ng fist nyo. Kailangan pala fist nyo, hindi akin. Hindi ganito ah. Yung inyong fist, kung gaano kalaki yan, ganun karami. Okay? So, and then, so, yung mga kakainin is the fish, full cream milk, okay? Hindi totoo ng gatas pinapakain ng cancer. Okay? You want the explanation, nandun sa website ko yung full explanation yan. Okay? Boiled egg. Okay? Boiled egg. And then, so, fish, full cream milk, and boiled egg, okay na kayo sa animal. Sa plant, beans, tree nuts, okay? Yung nuts na nasa puno. Hindi yung ground nuts, tree nuts. Yung nasa ground, naiipunan ng toxin yan. Kaya mamaya makikita. Ay, pinakita ko yata. Tapos, legumes. Okay? Now, if you're a vegan, you are a vegan, okay? Most vegans lack protein. So, you still have to eat beans, nuts, and legumes. Ganun pa rin dapat. Kung katiting lang yung mga kinakain nyo, you will lack protein. Okay? Tapos, ang problema, kung plant source ng protein, the protein quality is low. Low. So, I don't really advise being vegan. Okay, vegetarian, pero hindi vegan. 80% vegetarian, 20% ang animal source. Okay? Kasi yung Okinawans of Japan, their diet is 80-20. 80% plants, 20% animals. Okay? Now, sa carbo, cupped hand. Close. Naka-close na gano'n. Hindi open. Close. Okay? Cupped. I-cup yung gano'n. Hand. Yung kasya dyan sa loob, yun ang carbohydrates. Okay? Starch. And that includes brown, red rice is better than white rice. Okay? Boiled potato is better than fried potato. Okay, less chemical yung boiled potato. Kamote, boiled kamote rin, hindi fried kamote. Noodles, okay? Pasta, spaghetti, squash, and corn. Squash is not really a veggie. is also starch. Corn is also starch. Carbo. Okay? Carbo, carbo sila na may fiber. Carbo with fiber. Okay? So, maraming kakainin, di ba? Ito naman ang eating right na iiwasan. Okay? Yung naipunan ng mga chemicals and toxins. Okay? Excessive free radicals or oxidative stress feeds cancer cells. Okay? They cause oxidative damage to genes. Yung development ng cancer, first, the normal cells are converted to tumor, yung diniscuss ko kanina. Then, the tumor cells become cancer cells that become different from each other, nag-increase ng heterogeneity. Okay? There is an increased chance of cancer cells surviving when they are more heterogeneous. Okay? And even in survival ng isang ecosystem or a country or an island or the area of Davao, okay? Ine-emphasize ang biodiversity, di ba? Ibig sabihin, iba-iba. Pag nagkakaiba-iba, better chance of survival yun. Okay? Ganun din ang strategy ng cancer. Kaya huwag nating hayaan sila magkaiba-iba by not feeding them with chemicals and toxins. Okay? So, saan pa nanggaling yung mga chemicals and toxins na yan? Two revolutions. Yung agricultural revolution and industrial revolution. They have produced this man-made chemicals and toxins, okay, that has polluted our environment. Okay? And ito, tingnan nyo yung hangin. Na-pollute na ng sari-saring chemicals. And then, naarawan, nainitan. Okay? Naarawan, photo, chemical, smog ang mapuproduce. Yung smog na yun, nandun sa kanan. Okay? So, ito, photochemical smog. Nandyan, yung mga cancer-causing chemicals like acrolein. Acrolein in the study was shown to produce lung cancer in the laboratory animal. Okay? And then, tingnan nyo itong CT. This was a shot from C5. Sa Manila ito eh. Hindi pa ako kumuha ng shot dito sa Davao, Davao City from outside. Ewan ko kung may smart. Picturean nyo. Tapos padala nyo sa akin. Para masabi ko, o dito na lang kayo tumira. Ninyo wala smart. Okay. So ito yung sa Manila. C5 going to South Expressway. On the right, may Makati skyline dapat. Do you see the Makati skyline? Hindi na. Wala na. Eh, parang remnants na lang na natitira. Diba? Yung building na yun, may siguro medyo malapit-lapit. Pero the rest, hindi na makita yung skyline. Yung mga buildings. Eh, Makati, puro building eh, diba? Wala ka naman makitang building. Eh, ibig sabihin, natakpan na ng smog. Okay? And then, it will rain over the smog. Okay? Pag umulan, mapupunta sa lupa yung pollution. Meron din pollution direct sa lupa. So, nagdagdag na sila. Nagsama na. Okay? And then, from the land, doon tumutubo on top of land yung mga plants and animals. Okay? Plants and animals. So, okay? So, the plants and animals will get them. Tapos pupunta sa factory, dadagdagan pa ng food additives, pesticides, fumigants, processing aids. Okay? And baka makontaminate pa ng bacteria, yung iba, yung hindi maayos na food factory. Yung mga na-feature sa mga menu na yun, di ba? Tapos, pupunta sa grocery, bibili natin, kakainin natin. So, guess what's coming to breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Hindi lang food, loaded pa din ng chemicals. Okay? So, traces of man-made chemicals are found in food, Chemicals used to remove the fiber whiten the food during refinement. Kaya yung white rice, white bread, white sugar, that's not right. So what's eating right? Brown rice, red rice, muscovado sugar, not brown sugar. Muscovado sugar. Brown, mababa ang fiber. Okay? Muscovado yung ano. And then sa bread, wheat bread or whole grain bread. Okay? Pesticides, herbicides, and manufactured feeds. Okay? Manufactured feeds are used by farmers to increase their productivity. Yung manufactured feeds, they found dioxin. Dioxin is a strong tumorigenic agent. It's a strong promoter, okay, of cancer. Dagdagan nyo na lang ng initiator ng cancer, then sigurado yun. Okay? Now, if you follow those pesticides, herbicides sa agriculture, they will be brought to the river because it rains, umuulan, okay? Tinutubigan yung pesticides, herbicides, makukuha ng tubig, magpupunta sa river. Then sa river, magpupunta sa mga na nabubuhay sa river, yung chemicals. Fish, pond fish and river fish. Okay? And then, sa mouth ng river, diyan, mabagal na yung flow, magsesettle lahat ng pollution doon sa ilalim. Then, sinong nabubuhay doon? No, iipunan din ng pollution, chemicals, and toxins. Crabs, shells, and shrimps. Ito mga shrimps nito at saka fish is used in the manufacturing of feeds. So, saan maiipon yung pesticide? Sa mga animals na pinakain ng feeds. Anong mga animals ang pinapakain ng feeds? Chicken. Pig. Bagus din. Pinakita ko sa inyo kanina kung anong makakain, di ba? Yun ang inuna ko nga eh. Fruits, vegetables, okay? Beans, nuts, legumes, okay? Good herbs and spices. Oh, masarap pa nga yung pagkain eh. Kasi may spices. Oh, tapos, pag natapos kayong kumain, anong iinumin nyo? Tsaa, green tea. Oh. Diba? So, yan. Now, 80% of chemicals and toxins are fat soluble. 80% are fat soluble. Naiipon ang mga chemicals through the food chain. Which one is higher in the food chain? Sa kanya maiipon ang mga chemicals and toxins. Plants or animals? Which one is higher na sa kanya mas maiipon? Kasi higher, siya yung kumain dun sa lower. Sino kumakain? Animals ang kumakain ng plants. So, sa animals maiipon, right? Then, among the animals, kasi 80% of chemicals and toxins are fat soluble, among the animals, which animal has the greatest amount of fat in its body? The pig. Strike one on pork. High levels of fat-soluble chemicals that generate free radicals that do oxidative damage to genes that lead to development of cancer and worsening of the cancer. You're being treated, but you're not eating right. You're going to make the surviving cancer cells worsen. Okay?